the balance point between a handy sun and its nearest useful planet. The largest of a string of mining stations that make up this small region of space, a region touched by the reaching hand of Teixkalan, but not yet subject to the weight of it. The shuttle spits itself from the station's spoke, travels a few hours' distance to the waiting golden-gray metallic hulk of the warship, deposits its cargo, one human woman, some luggage, some instructions, and comes back again unharmed. By the time it has returned, Ascension's Red Harvest has begun ponderously to move on a vector toward the center of Teixkalan, still subject to sublight physics. It will be visible from LaSalle for a day and a half yet, shrinking slowly to a pinpoint of brightness, and then winking out. Daj Taratz, the LaSalle counselor for the miners, watches that retreating shape, the vast slumbering menace of it, hanging like a weight, and eating up half the horizons visible from the viewport of the LaSalle Council meeting room. That omnipresent blotting out of familiar stars is to him just the latest evidence of Teixkalanli hunger for stationer space. There may soon come a day when such a ship does not retreat, but turns the bright fire of its energy weapons on the fragile metal shell that contains 30,000 lives, Taratz's included, and spills them all into the killing chill of space, like seeds from a smashed fruit. There is, Taratz believes, a kind of inevitability to empire unchecked. No star chart holograph glows above the strategy table around which the LaSalle Council sits at meetings. Only a bare metal surface, polished by a multitude of elbows. Taratz contemplates again the simplicity of how that retreating ship still feels like such a present threat, and stops looking out the viewport, retaking his seat. Empire unchecked might be inevitable, but Daj Taratz has within him a quiet, determined, and conniving optimism that unchecked is not the only option available, and has not been for some time. "Well, that's done with," says Aknal Amnarbat, the counselor for heritage. "She's off. Our new ambassador to the Empire, as requested by said Empire, which I sincerely hope she keeps far away from us." Daj Taratz knows better. He's the man who sent the last ambassador from LaSalle to Teixkalan 20 years ago, when he was still middle-aged and enamored with high-risk projects. There is nothing done with about sending a new ambassador, even if she's already been packed off in a shuttle, irretrievable. He puts his elbows on that table, as he's been doing for all of those 20 years, and rests his narrow chin in his narrower palms.
"It would have been better," he says, "if we could have sent her with an Imigo that wasn't 15 years out of date, for her sake and ours."
Counselor Amnarbat, whose own Imigo machine, a precisely calibrated neurological implant, which allows her to carry in her mind the recorded memories of 6 prior counselors for heritage, passed down the Imigo line one to the next, cannot imagine standing up to someone like Daj Taratz without the benefit of the most recent 15 years of experience. If she was a new member of the council and 15 years out of date, she would be crippled. But she shrugs, not precisely minding the idea of the newest ambassador to the Empire being so deprived of resources. She says, "That's your problem. You sent Ambassador Agavan, and Agavan hasn't bothered to come back here more than once in his 20-year tenure to give us an updated Imigo recording. And now we've sent Ambassador Dismar with only what he left us 15 years ago to replace him, just because Teixkalan asked."
"Agavan's done his job," says Counselor Taratz.
And around the table, the counselors for hydroponics and for the pilots nod in agreement. The job Ambassador Agavan has done is keeping LaSalle Station and all the rest of the little stations in their sector from being easy prey to a Teixkalanli expansionist agenda. And in return for this, they have collectively agreed to ignore his shortcomings. Now that Teixkalan has abruptly demanded a new ambassador without explaining what has become of the old one, most of the council are delaying an accounting.